Exciting experiences await Bible students, April 21st. And he opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the scriptures, NKJV. Open the Bible to our youth, draw their attention to its hidden treasures, teach them to search for its jewels of truth, and they will gain a strength of intellect such as the study of all that philosophy embraces could not impart. The grand subjects upon which the Bible treats, the dignified simplicity of its inspired utterances, the elevated themes which it presents to the mind, the light, sharp and clear, from the throne of God, enlightening the understanding, will develop the powers of the mind to an extent that can scarcely be comprehended, and never fully explained. The Bible presents a boundless field for the imagination, as much higher and more ennobling in character than the superficial creations of the unsanctified intellect as the heavens are higher than the earth. The inspired history of our race is placed in the hands of every individual. All may now begin their research. They may become acquainted with our first parents as they stood in Eden, in holy innocency, enjoying communion with God and sinless angels. They may trace the introduction of sin, and its results upon the race, and follow, step by step, down the track of sacred history, as it records the disobedience and impenitence of the human race and the just retribution for sin. The readers may hold converse with patriarchs and prophets, they may move through the most inspiring scenes, they may behold Christ, who was monarch in heaven, equal with God, coming down to humanity, and working out the plan of redemption, breaking off from mortals the chains wherewith Satan had bound them, and making it possible for them to regain their godlike humanity. Christ taking upon himself humanity, and preserving the level of a man for 30 years, and then making his soul an offering for sin, that the human family might not be left to perish, is a subject for the deepest thought and the most concentrated study. People may have enjoyed the training of the schools, and may have made themselves acquainted with the great writers on theology, yet truth will open to the mind, and impress it with new and striking power, as the Word of God is searched and pondered with an earnest, prayerful desire to understand it.